Long before podcasts were a thing, people were talking, sharing ideas and stories over public radio. And there are few shows with a track record like Southeast Native Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Southeast Native Radio. My name is Kathy Colcourse Ruddy. This evening we'll be discussing the Battle of Sitka in 1804. And with me in the studio is Andy Hope, the nephew of Kiksati Survival March organizer Herb Hope, and Dick and Nora Danhauer of the Sealaska Heritage Foundation, who are at work on a book about the Battle of Sitka in 1804.
If that sounds like something you'd like to listen to, you're in luck. The catalog of recordings is lengthy and populated with names that make it a who's who of Southeast Native culture at the turn of the 21st century. Nora Marks Danhauer, for example, was a leading Tlingit language scholar and historian, as well as Alaska's poet laureate. She died in 2017, but her words are now just a click away. Here, she's talking about the oral history sources she used in researching the Battle of Sitka from a Tlingit perspective.
Well, I guess what the difference would be is that they're from the people of the other side. The Europeans battled the native people who were on the beach fighting them back.
The Southeast Native Radio Archive is available through the Sealaska Heritage Institute, which received the donated cassette tapes, reel-to-reels, and CDs from KTOO in 2010. In all, there are 400 recordings. Even the most seemingly mundane shows are abuzz with history, because the people represent a generational bridge to an even deeper past. This is Roy Paratovich, husband of Elizabeth Paratovich, yes, that Elizabeth Paratovich, talking about the first of five times he was elected Grand President of the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
When you're young, you do a lot of foolish things.
Was this 1929?
No, this is in 39.
39, okay.
And so I told the group, I said, if we are going to build up this A&B, we're going to have to do it big. Pride is going to help us. Not knowing some screwball would nominate me for Grand President, so I got elected.
Paratovich died in 1989, a year after this appearance on Southeast Native Radio. And there's basketball, which is a large thread in the cultural fabric of Southeast Alaska. One of the stars of the annual gold medal tournament was Sitkan Herb Didrikson. He told Southeast Native Radio that the Sitka team had to catch a ride on a seine boat each March for the trip to Juneau.
I was the last one to get on, but as I started to put my gear up in the top bunk, I found this old man was laying up there already. He kind of got on board a little early. And no one knew that he was there, so he was kind of a stowaway, you know? So we figured, well, the old fellow wants to go and see some games. And we all couldn't sleep at the same time. There was always a bunk open for us, so.
A contemporary of his, Gil Truitt, played gold medal basketball through 1952. But Truitt's involvement continued for many years as the coach of the Sitka A&B team. He said the game had changed in that time.
To me, what is more noticeable is the attitudes that I see on the floor compared to when we were playing. If you complained when we played and you were on the floor, the crowd wouldn't stand for it. They'd let you know that they were unhappy with your attitude.
Is that right?
I think that's the biggest change I see in the times we played and today.
Truitt died in 2020 at the age of 93. In its publicity, the Sealaska Heritage Institute refers to the archive as a treasure trove, and that's not far off. The recordings include a 13-part series produced in 1986 on the history of the A&B. There are also a number of Tlingit language segments, with fluent speakers like Danhauer and Walter Sobolev conversing on a range of subjects. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.